So moving on to 1992-93, that saw you on the wing and joint top scorer with nine, because Martin Roberts had come in at fullback.
We got to that stage. I mean, I'd known Speedy for a while anyway, and God bless him. But I didn't mind, because I was playing for the first team. I didn't want it to end, so I'd have played scrum half. I left the forwards alone, but I'd have played scrum half. I just wanted to play for the first team. Just selected on the wing. Fortunately, I still had a bit of pace, and yeah, it was alright. It was, you know, I enjoyed it. And you're going to mention the Newport game, and now I do remember that, because I watched it a couple of weeks ago. And yeah, that was hat-trick against Newport, which was, yeah, very enjoyable.
Talk us through that hat-trick then.
Oh, that's a tester. I know it was a night game. It wasn't, the weather wasn't fantastic. But again, I think we just went out there and thought, let's just play. And we did, and I was in the right place at the right time. You know, fortunately, I'd played long enough to know where, get my positioning right and such like. So I was just on the end of the final pass.
Three very times. Enjoyable too.
Yeah.
Following season 93-94, you were back at fullback, but then the season after that, 94-5, on the wing again, because Mark Mapletoff had appeared.
Yeah, there was a lot of chopping and changing, and as I said, I wasn't too upset by it. I just wanted to play. Then whether, again, you know, as I said, I'd played anywhere. I know there were a few times where I wasn't necessarily selected there, but I ended up playing things like outside half or in the centre, or, you know, we just moved to suit. It was funny with Tofty coming down, because I knew his father. His father used to play for rugby. And so I had known Tofty, I was going to say, but since he was a little lad, but he's still a little lad. But he was a very talented footballer, wasn't he, Tofty? He could play 10, he could play 15. I mean, I know there were occasions when I played 15, so he would play outside half and such like. But it was, I think, was Richard Hill here then? And I sort of knew I was coming to the end of it. But I just wanted to try and keep going. And so I upped my training, I upped everything, but it's difficult when the years add up. And all the working on the building sites I had, and the batterings I used to take, and such like playing rugby, and everything started to take its toll. So it was hard work.
The following season, your last season, 95-96, you finished, well, towards the end of the season, finished with a bang against Bath. Do you remember that?
Oh, I can feel the hairs on my neck standing up. That was the greatest atmosphere I've ever, ever played in front of, and I've played all over the world. That night, fortunately, Dave has now got the video of it, was absolutely fantastic. I don't think we had a full strength Gloucester 15.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't in the side. I had a phone call that day, can you play tonight? We got an injury. Of course I can't do anything. And I remember we ran out, and I think it was the first time we did a run by the shed. And they took off. Bath came out with internationals everywhere and whatever, and we just got stuck into them. And there was no quarter given, and if we could get a slide well in or dig in or anything, everybody to a man just did it. And then obviously Scotty made that break and put Paul Holford, Coxie, put him over. The kick went over, and it was like the realisation, we can do this. And everybody was like, they're not coming through. And they never. And it was the most fantastic atmosphere. After the game, I mean, I think.
Well, of course, there'd been a lot of pressure on that game because Gloucester were in danger of relegation.
Yeah, I know, but the celebrations afterwards, the whole crowd came onto the pitch. I think even people passing by just came onto the pitch. You know, it was almost as if the whole of Gloucester had joined us on the pitch because it was the big one and we'd done it. And it was, it's the atmosphere and everything, just everybody afterwards, absolutely fantastic.
And you've been modest enough not to mention that you kicked three penalties and the conversion in 16-10 win.
I know, but I don't. I don't like things like that. It's It's great that you have individual things and you score points and to win a game, or you do something, a drop kick to win it, win a game or something. But it's more about the lads. It's not about me. I'm part of that, and I know sometimes it might have come across not like that, but it was the team. I'm part of that. That's what it is. I just happen to have the kicking role, and I happen to be do this, and I happen to do that. Other people did their things. They all did their jobs, and that's what you were put out there for, you know. And it's not an individual thing to me. No.
Well, that was your last season at Gloucester, and you then went off to Worcester. How did that come about?
Well, obviously Richard Hill was in charge and basically said, your time's up, but I wanted to carry on playing. And a few guys, I think Bruce, Chris Raymond and such like, were looking at this thing, and somehow Phil Maynard from Worcester got my phone number and he rang me up, told me who he was. He said, I understand you live in Gloucester. Yeah, do you want to come and have a go with us? So I went up to see him. And I met him in Worcester Bosch factory, because Cecil Duckworth was still around then and he was still in charge and he was doing all the stuff. And we actually met in Cecil's office. And we talked and we this and whatever. And Maynard's, what do you think? I said, love it, absolutely love it. And he went, sign that. And I did, there and then. And then, it was...
And Simon Morris went with you.
Simon came up, Bruce, Chris Raymond, there were a few of us, but there were a lot of lads from the Midland areas, Mark Lynette and Steve Lloyd from Moseley, who we all knew anyhow. Duncan Hughes came in from, he was at Swansea University. Richard Tomlinson was, he was a Stairbridge or something, but anyhow, Tomo came in. And eventually, obviously, Paul Holford came up and Simsy and a few of the others. But to play, I know it was two leagues down or three leagues down when we started, but playing there was like nothing else. Because Phil Maynard had put this squad together and everybody had played senior rugby, you know, first class rugby. And yeah, we were a step above everybody else. But it was just so enjoyable. It was completely different from playing at Gloucester, your hometown city, where the pressure's on to do well. And you know, if you go to the pub on a Saturday and you've lost and you get some stick. On Sunday lunchtimes up the Robbie and Matt said, I used to get so much stick if we lost. But at Worcester, it didn't matter. They just wanted to play rugby and we just celebrated and it was absolutely great experience. And that went on for, that was a couple of years. We had a couple of years.
I think you had three seasons there, didn't you?
We moved up through the leagues and it was, and we were doing more and more and Cecil got more ambitious. There was a theory that if we'd have left things alone, Worcester would have probably got into the Premier a bit earlier than they actually did. But I know Cecil was ambitious and he brought in Les Cosworth and Jeff Cook and different angles of things and everything sort of stabilised a bit, but then again, myself, Sumo, Mark Lynette, Lloydie, Bruce, Chris Raymond, and such like, we were all, 36, 37? So, we'd had a great time. And it's quite funny, actually, because I finished at Worcester, and I started working there on the marketing side of things, and an assistant for the Colts, very good Colts team, we had up there, and I wasn't playing, I'd done nothing. I was just doing the odd bit of training, trying to catch the odd game of rugby back in Gloucester. And then Phil Maynard rang me up, he'd left, and he was at Stourbridge, and he rang me up and he said, Smithy, I need a favour. Whatever you want, Phil, whatever you want. I would have done anything for him because he kept my career going. And he said, I'm near the top of the league in Stourbridge, we've got six games left, I want to win it. Do you want to come and play for the last six? Yep, no problem. And we won the league. So Stourbridge got promoted. And it was great. I mean, the travel was a pain. But yeah, it was great. And I just helped fill out that one last time. And so, thank you. I ended up injured in the last game, to be honest. I pulled my groin. Looked like I'd been shot. But
so that was when you hung your boots up, was it, at the end of that?
Playing that level of rugby, yes, but I kept going. We had a very good third team. I went back then to Gorn League with a lot of the old boys that I knew, and we had a very good third team. We were playing in there. I started doing a lot of vets rugby. We had fantastic tours to Jersey, Ron.
Yeah, very good.
They were brilliant, weren't they? Yeah. And I just started playing rugby everywhere. I mean, I'd already played a lot of places in the world, but I was just getting the enjoyment back from when I was a kid. I can't tell you the full thing, but in Gordon League, we had the third team. They were called French Tour. You can guess the word. And we played French. We just threw the ball around. Nobody kicking was allowed or anything. And Mark Tunch, Stalling, a lot of the others, Rossi Gell and Cormac were staying there. And we just played rugby. We brought the young lads on as well, you know, just to gee them up. And we had such a great time. And then it sort of fell by the wayside a bit. But I just kept going and kept going. And I can actually remember my last game, I think it was just before COVID. And there was a charity game for the Cherry Pickers, which was something I'd started up with Mike Teague. And it was up at Cirencester. And I got the ball, and this young kid hit me. A tackle, it was a fair tackle, it was good. And I thought, oh God, I saw stars and everything. I thought, I've had enough of this, I can't do this anymore. And I was already, 57, 58, something like that. And I thought, I can't do this anymore. So we finished, had a drink with Scrivs, and I drove back home, walked in, and the wife said to me, everything okay? And I said, look at this, and I took my boots out of my kit bag, went to the dustbin and put them in. I said, no more. And I haven't since, because it hurt.
Yeah. But boy, what a long career.
Yeah, great. Very, very eventful. Very, as I said, I travel a lot. Rugby did give me that, which I'm really grateful for. But yeah, rugby gave me the opportunity to go and play in a lot of countries, be it tours or representative or whatever, and it was great.